Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's up north camping. I'm here in studio. I'm Matt Rothschild, joined by my guest host, Angela Lang. And our guest for this hour, who's been nice enough to stay all hour, is David Cooper, a former chief of police in Madison and a Episcopal reverend, a spiritual leader here in Madison. He's planning a rally on August 2nd at 11 a.m. in Madison at Library Mall, marching up to the Capitol with a big cross, trying to recapture the cross, confront Christian nationalism and authoritarianism, denounce Trump administration policies of cruelty, and affirm some positive values of truth and justice and love. Who could be against that? And we are talking a little bit about the former chief's attitude about what he saw in Los Angeles with ICE and in the Marines. I didn't ask you about the Marines. What was your reaction when Trump sent the Marines in?
Let me just say, I'm part of a group of five other people or four other people in putting this together. It's not all about me, but I'm not championing today this issue. But yes, you're talking to a former Marine here. My days in the Marine, we were not trained to deal with civic disorder. Mm-hmm. In many cases, state national guards have been. They have been trained, but to put combat Marines in Los Angeles is just another political act to enrage people and to fear, get people to be afraid. I think that, I think the former chief of Los Angeles in a recent article talked about that the whole way of working together, it just isn't there. And he was saying that, well, as a military person, you say to your partner, you say, cover me means you shoot anything that moves so you can move. When we in police say, cover me, it means just watch out for my back as I'm moving here.
Well, there could be some bad miscommunication
and
there.
There could be some bad miscommunications. And just it's not organized to do that. I mean, that's generally, the Civil National Guard, which would have been nice to have in Washington on January 6th.
Yeah, that's the irony. Yeah. I heard Secretary Holman the other day talking about how great all the ICE employees are. And I wanted to get your reaction because I was reading an article that said a lot of the folks employed by ICE have been not able to become police officers.
Yeah. After our Sunday assembly, we had a group of us got together talking about people who are going to come and help us during the march. And the question was, she said, why are they masked? And I said, well, there's probably two reasons they're masked. Number one is, could be that, and the obvious one is that they don't want to be identified. And why don't they want to be identified could be the second reason, because they're ashamed. They're ashamed of what's going on. It is beyond my, I'm just shocked by the idea that we could allow somebody to do arrests with masks on, without a uniform, without an identification, without a rule like we've had in local policing that when you're asked, you have to identify yourself and present credentials. That is, it's a real bad sign. And I think that you'll find, if I could do a study of the recent people hired by ICE, I think you'll find my hypothesis would be there are people who could not be hired by police or are fired police officers for misconduct. And now they're rounding up vulnerable people in our country. It is, to me, it's a kind of a Ku Klux Klan. Mm. Those are people who ran masks because they didn't want to be identified and did things in which they would probably be embarrassed about.
Mm-hmm. Chief Cooper, you are 87 years old. What keeps driving you to stay involved in this search for justice?
Well, the good Lord has given me health, so I think as long as I'm able to stay vertical, I'll be out there and still continuing to write a blog and press about what I think policing should be in a democracy, and I'll continue to do that. That blog has had 750,000 views over the last 12, 13 years. from 134 different countries, 1,600 posts now. So it's
What's the title of the blog again?
Improvingpolice.blog.
Okay, there you go.
And today is all about masked police.
So if you're listening, you can go to that. I want to reiterate that the Reverend David Cooper, Chief Cooper, and his colleagues, cohorts, are planning this very important rally on August 2nd, 11 o'clock in Madison, Library Mall, marching up to the Capitol in an interfaith protest against Trump's cruelty and authoritarianism, against Christian nationalism, and in favor of peace and justice and love and protecting the earth. All positive things. Chief, thanks so much for being in the studio all hour and spending time with your valuable insights for us on the Maggie Dawn Show.
If not now, when?
There you go. If not me, who? So there you have it. We'll be right back after the break on the Maggie Dawn Show. Angela and I will be talking with Representative Jenna Jacobson, who is running for state Senate against Howard Markline in this effort to flip the Senate to Democratic control and more responsive representation in that district and in the Assembly and State Senate here at the State Capitol. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy to take your calls, 855-752-4842 after the break, and we'll be right back.